please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.
Good morning, campers! Pick up your coffee cup, make a cup of tea, pour yourself a beer. Hair of the dog, it's the Francine Marie Show!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. We got our new best friend. It's Maura Quinn, our COO and SVP of Communications for Charlotte Center City Partners. Good morning.
Good morning. How are
you? You know, for years, I've tried to say Charlotte Center City Partners really fast, and it's never happened for me. How did you get, you got it down pat?
I did, but it was practice, baby, practice, because it is a bit of a tongue twister.
Well, most people don't know that Charlotte Center City Partners does so much in the uptown area and a couple of blocks out for the entertainment of us, just for us. I remember, and I'm going to bring it up. Blues, Brews, and Barbecue was probably, that was at the top of my list, Maura Quinn, when you guys pulled that off.
It was fun. It was all part of Charlotte Shout. We did the culinary arts experience and fun stuff. But we're still doing a bunch of fun stuff. And we've got lots of things happening this weekend and all the way through, to be honest with you, all the way through the end of the year, every single weekend there's stuff happening.
Okay, so what's happening?
So here are the cool things. So we know that people want to go out, they want to get outside, they want to do things, but then they want to be safe. So we've created some really safe activities in the uptown, and we also want to support the small businesses, the local businesses. We want people to shop small, shop local, and we want people to support these businesses that really need their love and support. So we've created programming and a program that the city has created called Street Eat, and it allows businesses like restaurants to go outside and create outdoor seating outside of their restaurant. It's easier for some who are out in the suburbs to do that, not so easy for uptown restaurants because they don't really have parking lots and not all of them have outdoor patios. So we're creating outdoor spaces by closing streets and closing off sidewalks and making it easy for pedestrians to get around. It's called a Street Eat program. We're doing that in the block between 5th and 6th Street on Tryon Street, right here in the middle of the city. So we have the Street Eat program that's going on every single weekend, Friday at 5 o'clock until Sunday at 9. And so we also have parking that is free in 7th Street Station and $1 in what used to be the Hearst Parking Tower, which is now Truist Center, and in 5th Third. So $1 parking in both those places during that time period. So it's going to be so easy to go up there, cost practically nothing or practically nothing to park. And we have all kinds of fun, cool stuff. We have free musicians, we have free performers, and we have lots of special things happening. We have movies that are outside, and we have a really cool thing this weekend. Let me tell you about that.
Please.
Okay, this one's really good. So Black Lives Matter Plaza, which is between 2nd and 3rd on Tryon Street, it's in the 200 block of South Tryon. And we have, you know, that is a space that is closed. It is closed for into November. And during some of the demonstrations, some of the boards that were covering some of the windows on the businesses in that area were painted by muralists, and they are amazing. They were painted by more than 20 artists, and they are messages of hope. They're messages of unity. They're messages of the way that we all need to think about Black Lives Matter. And so we're bringing all of those plywood murals back uptown. The art league took them and saved them and preserved them. And now they're coming back into the plaza. So this exhibition will serve as a launch for an online auction for the individual pieces. But we're going to have a discussion around those. We want people to come and see them. We want people to absorb them. Saturday, there's going to be a two-hour open mic poetry event. There's also going to be a lighting display, and there's going to be entertainment scheduled on Sunday from 1 to 3. But mostly, it's about learning. It's about going and seeing those plywood murals and learning about them.
The energy is amazing. You know, art has amazing energy, right? So it
does. And the energy to heal. Yeah, and it has the energy to heal, the energy to teach, and the energy to unite. And that's what we hope happens at the Black Lives Plaza, the Black Lives Pedestrian Plaza. And it's on Saturday the 31st through Sunday the 1st.
And to find out all the events that are happening this weekend, we can just go to, what do you suggest? Because there's
uptown,
a couple of portals.
Well, we have a new portal. It's called UptownCharlotte.com. How easy is that?
What?
And if you want to do, yeah, I know. And then there is a, there's a movie, Rocky Horror Picture Show for Halloween, of course. You have to register to go, but everything is free. Nothing we do has any cost at all. So the Rocky Horror Picture Show is absolutely free. That's a cult classic, right? That's Saturday night. How fun is that? There's a kids festival for Halloween at the market where the kids can dress in their Halloween costumes and go to each vendor and trick or treat at each vendor. How fun is that too? So there's lots of fun stuff. So check it all out on the website.
All right. UptownCharlotte.com. That's too easy.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know.
And maybe the adults could trick or treat too. You know, we are kids. We want some candy. Sure. That's all we want.
Well, come in a costume. It's going to be great.
Okay. This is a safe, fun, learning, find a new friend, meet some old yep. ones walking by. It's yep. Charlotte Center City Partners. They do so much for us. It's our SVP of Communications, our CEO, COO as well. It's Maura Quinn. Woo! You got to come back and join us again.
I will. Looking forward to it. Thanks.
Pull up to my bumper, baby. It's Francine Marie.
Oh, I love that.
This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.
To some, a baby's babbling doesn't mean much, but it does. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wound, sir?
911, what's your emergency?
Please, help. My son shot his brother.
911, what is your emergency?
Okay. 911, please state your emergency.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have arrived in Philadelphia. Local time is 3:05 p.m. and the temperature is 67 degrees. At this time, you are now free to use your cellular devices.
You know that feeling when you get to turn your phone on after the plane lands? You can have that feeling every time you drive. Make sure your cell phone is stowed away whenever you are behind the wheel.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Well, you know, we're bringing you all these cool shows about business owners. And if you're a small business owner, guess what? There's help out there for us. Because since COVID-19 hit, the pandemic, we've been in a scurry for business. But guess who's coming to the rescue? Yep, Charlotte Center City Small Business Innovation Fund is here. It's awarding about $1.5 million in the Federal CARES Act. Is that right? James LaBar, our Director of Economic Development.
Yeah, good morning. Small Business Innovation Fund has just opened up. It's round 3 on Monday, and this round we will be giving out close to $1.4 million. And We had a successful round one and a successful round two, where we just gave out in round two $1,150,000 to 37 small businesses throughout the Center City area.
Is it hard to qualify? Does it seem like those businesses were thriving before and now they're thriving even more? Or were there some that like, oh, thank goodness we got this money?
No, absolutely. It is fairly easy to qualify. So for rounds one and two, which worked a little bit differently than round three that is open now, but for rounds one and two, a small business of 50 employees or less, and your business had to have a physical presence within 2 miles from Trade and Triumph. And so had to put a couple documents together to show that your business is real and that you've had some profits in the past. And then the hardest part, but at the same time, the most exciting part is that you have to have an innovative idea. Many businesses today just, their entire business model has changed. The customers that once surrounded them are gone, or they're trying to reach new customers. And so some businesses have had some really amazing ideas to say, okay, we need to go find new customers, or we need to go retain the customers we had, or we need to develop new services or new products in order to retain those customers, or again, get new ones. And so the businesses that met those qualifications and had that innovative idea applied for an innovation grant. And in the second round, which we just closed, we had 247 applications. And out of the 247 applications, 37 were recipients of a grant. And those grants averaged $32,000 per business.
Wow. You're right. Businesses had to come up with a new way of offering some services. So I'm glad it did make, 2020 did bump up our creativity. And I'm glad that you guys, Charlotte Center City Partners, does Charlotte Center City Partners always partner with other organizations? With City of Charlotte, of course, right?
Correct. I would say one of our super strengths is to partner with other organizations. That collaboration just makes things happen, makes creativity just blossom. And so for this program, it's a public and private collaboration. So back in March, when COVID really started coming on the landscape, we started doing a bunch of strategic planning about how we could help small businesses, the businesses that were tremendously affected by people no longer walking into businesses. And so we started thinking about ways where we can help them. And we knew that the federal government and county and city governments and state governments were really going to focus on relief. We didn't have the resources to go towards those large relief efforts. So we started putting our efforts towards something more aimed at recovery stages. And that was about innovating. And so we came up with the idea. And then at the same time we were coming up with the idea, we were shopping around Charlotte in Honeywell. We were having very similar conversations inside of Honeywell. And next thing you know, we basically came up with, we had the same similar ideas, and they funded the Small Business Innovation Fund with a founding grant of $2 million. And then after that, we were able to gain other partners, other collaborators onto the project with Bank of America, Duke Energy, and some other businesses that we'll be announcing either at the beginning of next year or the end of this year. And then with those successful round one, that's when the City of Charlotte provided us to the Innovation Fund about $1.5 million worth of CARES funds, which again, that round three just opened up yesterday.
That is so amazing. If you're just now tuning in, we got a new best friend. Did you know that the City of Charlotte is partnering with Charlotte Center City Partners? They launched a wonderful program. We were talking about it earlier with our guest, and the fund is $1.5 million for the CARES package. So James LaBar, the Director of Economic Development, when does this opportunity end?
Sure. So round three, again, just opened up on Monday, October 26th. And then this round, the window to apply will end on November 9th at noon. So it's going to be open for 14 days. You can apply on Charlotte Center City Partners website. There's also a link at the City of Charlotte's Open for Business website. And so you can go there and find the portal and apply for round three. And so we're really looking forward to seeing those applications. And again, this round works a little bit differently. The big difference is that it's no longer focused just on Center City. It is, if you are a small business, so 50 employees or less, and you have a physical presence inside the city of Charlotte, so the entire city, you're a small business and have a physical presence inside the city of Charlotte, you're eligible to apply and bring your most innovative idea, because the process is competitive and we're looking to partner with the most innovative small businesses out there.
Got it. So it sounds like a Shark Tank, but not a Shark Tank.
Yeah. So one of the things we'd like to talk about with our partners, that also includes the Foundation for the Carolinas, who is helping us run the grants portal, is that we're trying to have everyone succeed, right? Try to put everyone to put their best foot forward, as opposed to a Shark Tank or a Hunger Games situation.
Yeah.
With that being said, there is more demand for capital in order to make that innovative investment than there is supply.
All right. I want to thank you for joining us. We've been talking with our amazing Director of Economic Development with the Charlotte Center City Partners. It's James Labar. We're talking about $1.5 million in the Federal CARES Act. So go to the website, Charlotte Center City Partners, or the City of Charlotte. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure talking to you.
It's the Francine Marie Show. We're taking a break. So before you can wipe your bum, we'll be right back. This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.